Hello, this is Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast with your host, as always, Jacob. Today, we are trying something a little new. So, there will be more college football content and stuff coming up, but today, again, trying something new. One of my favorite games I played the last 2 years I've owned it is Wonilly College Football. I love this game. I think it is so much fun, and I play it so often on my days off. That being said, I do plan on making a few kind of episodes of this podcast dedicated to this fantastic board or card game, whatever you want to classify it as there's so many talking points it's created, and so many cool top 10 lists I've thought of to do for this game. For example, a few months ago, or maybe it was a really long time ago, I forget, I released a tier list of who I thought the best teams were in the game of the ones I own. So today, to kind of kick us off, I thought this would be a fun topic. It is the top 10 teams you need to buy or try from Wonilly College Football. Now, before people, because I know somebody's going to get angry. If your favorite college football team of all time, like, I don't know, 1976 Pittsburgh is not on this list, it's not necessarily because I don't want you to buy or try them. It's because they absolutely suck and couldn't beat 1945 Army. Okay, you caught me. That was just a funny joke. Anyways, let's get right into this top 10 list. Okay, so because I believe I'm going to be getting a lot more American sort of new listenership, I just want to explain kind of, I guess, who I kind of am so you understand my perspective on the sport of college football. So again, my name's Jacob, and I am from Canada. And, which by the way, I have been asked before when I've traveled in the States if I am saying Kansas. No, I mean Canada. By the way, I wasn't offended when the person asked me that. I thought it was really funny. But no. So because I'm from Canada, I think I have a little bit of a different perspective on the sport because I didn't grow up with a lot of people watching it around me. Everyone here loves hockey, and more so basketball nowadays as well. Hockey's definitely number one, basketball's probably an easy number two. So, because of that, I feel like at times, going into the sport in 2012, I had a completely sort of blank slate of knowledge on it. Nobody ever told me who the good teams were. No one ever told me who the bad teams were. I had to kind of figure it out all on my own. So that might also contribute to some of the picks on this list because most of them I didn't even discover till, again, after 2012 when I started following the sport religiously. Now, a few of these teams I didn't know of, and I knew some of the celebrities of college football, but I just bring you that point so you understand that I was not watching this sport religiously in the 2000s, the 90s, the 80s, so that's why more of the teams I've kind of put here are more centric to the 2010s and also more the celebrity players. So, just so now you understand my biases. I'm also a South Carolina fan, which I know the creator of the game, I think he's a fan of Florida and Arizona, maybe both, who knows. So, I know Florida, South Carolina. I think South Carolina, personally, looks at Florida more as a rival than they look at us as a rival, I guess, but it is what it is. It's a fun game, usually. I am a South Carolina fan, mostly because I went to Myrtle Beach as a kid growing up, and I love Myrtle Beach. I love the state of South Carolina. I love going to America. So, and I've never seen a game in person yet. But besides that, maybe that's also why I got a Coastal Carolina bias, because I think it's Conway's right near Myrtle Beach. So anyways, without further ado, let's get right into this list now that you've heard my boring intro for 2 minutes. So how I did this list was starting off, it's a team that you should buy or try if you're getting or have Wonilly. Because I think these teams are really fun, and they're fun in three aspects. They're really fun to play against a buddy for one. For two, they're really fun to play solo against using the charts. Or, I don't know really how to call this, so I'll call it AI mode, where you have both charts play against each other. I also picked the number 10, because that's how you kind of have a choice between ordering 4 teams or 10 teams in a big package. or you can just order one. So I just thought, top 10 list sounds good. We won't add too many more. And we'll just start at number 10. So number 10 is 2008 Florida. And this was one of the first teams that I really started liking when I got the game. Like, one of the teams that I really enjoyed playing with the most. And first of all, it has legend Tim Tebow, which is a lot of fun. Has a pretty good defense. They got some of the best stats in the game. Really good pass defense. Plus, when playing this game solo or against the chart, because Florida's pretty balanced, which makes them very unique, they're an option team that's very balanced. Like, Tebow on his AI card throws it five times. Sorry, Florida in general throws it 5 times out of 12, which is pretty unique for an option team, as most of them have much lower passing stats. I find that really cool. Plus, I have a bias towards the option teams because I like using the Wonili card twice. So I guess I don't know if I mentioned this. I'm not really going to be going over the rules of the game. But option teams in Wonili get 2 Wonili cards, which gives them a chance for a fumble or touchdown. And I think that's so much fun. So number 10 is 2008 Florida. Plus, the creator of the game should like that because I'm pretty sure he likes this team, probably. Number 9. We are staying in the state of Florida. And it is the Jameis Winston 2013 FSU. And the reason why I love this team is, before I get into playing as them, when you play an AI game or you play solo, this team is so unpredictable. I've had games where this team has lost to, like, 1984 Boston College. And I've had games where they have beaten 2019 LSU. So this team is completely... You don't know what they're going to give you when you play against them solo or when you play an AI game. They are so much fun, though. Jameis Winston is a blast to play as, especially because you can have the fun little storylines when he throws interceptions. They have a really good kicker as well. And, fun fact, which you definitely already know, FSU was the last team in, like, the BCS championship game. So I think this team is a really good one to kind of mark the end of an era of college football before we had the playoff. Number 8, 97 Michigan. So, admittedly, I don't know much about this team, but I ordered them more so because of their prestige. And I have to admit, I had a blast with this team when I started playing as them. Mostly in the same vein as sort of FSU, this team can easily lose to bad teams like 2001 Illinois, but they can also crush a 2014 Ohio State. So there's a little bit of, you know, I guess gamesmanship with this team where they might suck or they might be amazing. The defense, though, is definitely the highlight of this team. Well, besides, I believe it's Brian Greasy is the quarterback. He was a Chicago Bear, which is my NFL team, by the way, if that makes any sense. South Carolina fan, Bears fan. I really enjoy 97 Michigan. I think you should try them. Plus, they got Charles Woodson. Have some fun with him getting some picks. You can have some fun with him catching some balls, getting basically stats on both sides of the ball, which is pretty rare in Wonili. Besides, 1938 TCU, where Davey O'Brien does everything except probably fill up the water bottles at halftime. But heck, knowing that, he might even be doing that too. Number 7 is the most recent team on this list, and I put 2019 LSU. And the unique aspect to them is that their passing game is so overpowered that this is a really good team to give to a new person. A person who's never played before, who knows the names, so I'm not saying like a person who doesn't watch football, but you give this to somebody who, they know LSU, they know Joe Burrow. You kind of say, hey, try this team out. They might all of a sudden now be a huge Wonili fan because they just scored 70 points with them with that amazing long pass of, I believe, 65 or 66. This LSU team also has a secretly good running game too. Edwin Hilaire can go off whenever he feels like it. The weakness to this team is the defense. But I like that, and why they're on this list is because that makes them very fair. Because it feels like every game you play with them has to be a bit of a shootout, no matter what. You're in a shootout game. And trust me, you don't want to get into a shootout game with LSU 2019 because they are probably going to win. Number six, 2001 Miami. So, 2001 Miami, I have them on here mostly because of the names. This is such a legendary team full of players who left an impact in college football and the NFL. There's just so many cool names. The only weakness kind of to this team, I guess, is that their quarterback is very, very average. He's nothing special. He's not going to blow you away with his passing. But it's just a cool team to write stats for, just knowing all the names. So yeah, maybe not the greatest pick for a team, but it's definitely one of the teams I've had the most fun stat tracking for, especially in AI games. And also, they do have the ability to beat every team, even with their average quarterback play. Number five and number four, I've put there. It's basically the Rose Bowl of 2000. The 2005 USC versus 2005 Texas are number five and number four, in whatever order you want. Mostly because these teams are just both so much fun to play as. 2005 USC's outside run game is fantastic. It's maybe, I'm not going to use the word broken, but it's really good. Texas, really good pass defense, good run game. Everything they do, USC does just as good, if not better, except for that pass defense. Replaying the Rose Bowl is a blast. I've never actually seen playing as Texas and also letting the AI play as Texas. I've never been able to beat 2005 USC in this game. They always find a way to win. Heck, even playing against a buddy in a rematch of it where I played as USC and he played as Texas, I absolutely clobbered him. So this is a fun game to rematch, and it should really show you just how tough it was for Texas to win this game about what was considered at the time one of the greatest teams in history. That 2005 USC team, they win that championship game. Maybe they go down as the greatest team ever. So I guess 5 and 4, the Rose Bowl. That's what we're going with. Number 3, 93 Arizona. They have a bad offense. Just bad. They don't really do anything too well. Quarterback, I think he's got like a short pass of 58. Like, they're under 50% throwing, which isn't good. Their run game's also nothing special. So why would you get this team then? Well, you get them because of the -5 defense to the run game. You subtract 5 yards to every run if you do the all-out run stop. Plus, they have a sack number over 20. You have to, like, I don't know, hate defense to not want this team. They can shut anyone down, although they might not be able to score enough to keep up with you. Good luck scoring on them. You earn it every time you get points on this team, and that's what I love about them. So although I don't really know anything about this team, I just know they got that -5 run defense. What other reason do you need to get this team? Number two. So let's do a quick history here. I hated this team when I used to watch them. The reason why was because in 2012, this team's quarterback won the Heisman Trophy over, what was it, the time, one of my favorite players in Manti Te'o. Now, what happened after, you know, the college football season of Manti Te'o is where we get into a little more controversy with the guy. A little bit of a strange story. But during that season, Manti Te'o was a beast, and he lost the Heisman Trophy to a player named Johnny Manziel. Now, I am not a Manziel hater. I did not, at the time, appreciate that he beat my man Manti Te'o out for the Heisman Trophy, but sport's a sport, votes are votes. But that's why, funny enough, I'm actually telling you that you should get 2012 Texas A&M. Defense isn't great. You're not going to find anything too crazy about the defense. But Johnny Football leading the charge on offense is a blast to play as and a blast to play against. Although the long pass doesn't go way too far. This is a very formidable team. Plus, he's got the combination with Mike Evans, which is just unreal. Heck, even the running backs time to time can get the ball moving when Johnny can't. 2012 Texas A&M, I think, is a good team to add to your collection. And whatever you think of Manziel, get the team, just so you can beat Manziel if you hate him. Now, Johnny Manziel also did come up to Canada to play for the Hamilton Tiger Cats, which I actually went to a game he was at, but he didn't start, unfortunately. And then I saw him play for the Alouettes, which was kind of cool, but at that point, I think he was kind of, I'm not going to use the word washed up, but he was kind of past whatever we thought he was going to be. So that's why, you know, that's another reason for me why I really wanted this 2012 Texas A&M team. I think you should get him if you want to. A few honorable mentions. 2007 West Virginia. Pat McAfee's on that team if you like the Pat McAfee show. 2018 Clemson. I should have made this list, but they didn't. It's the most ordered team, I believe, in the history of the game. Cool team. I love 2018 Clemson. They'd be like number 12, probably. I don't know why I wrote 2014 Oregon, especially if I don't have 2014 Ohio State. I don't know what this note was about. Maybe I was thinking Marcus Mariota is pretty fun to play with. Whatever. 2014 Oregon, I don't know why I have them as an honorable mention. They'd definitely be in the top 20, but I don't know if I've had enough fun with them. See, this is what I do on the show, folks. I even disagree with myself. Now, one little cheat here. If you were to combine Texas and USC, number 10 would be 1956 Oklahoma. They basically have a rushing attack from the 50s, obviously, but a quarterback who you could insert into any team in the 2000s based on his analytics, and he wouldn't stand out, which is pretty cool to me. Really like that. So 1956 Oklahoma. You know, you want a tough challenge against a really good running team with a quarterback who's capable? Give him a try. Okay. Now to number one. This player is maybe my favorite NFL player of all time. When I watched documentaries, he became pretty much my favorite college football player of all time. No, it's not Connor Shaw. Not Connor Shaw. Don't even accuse me of that. I wouldn't put 2013 South Carolina on this list. So number one is probably one of the greatest running backs in the history of college football. Barry Sanders, 1988, Oklahoma State. Now, let's just start with the basics here. You got Mike Gundy at quarterback, who's a beast for the most part. He's above average for his time in the game. You got some capable receivers. Don't even know their names, but I remember playing. They're pretty capable. The defense is not perfect, but that is why I love this team, because the imperfection makes them competitive. Poor run-stop team. Poor pass stop team. Sometimes when you're playing as this team on defense, it's like you got thin air on the other side of the ball. And you kind of look like Ole Miss did against Alabama. Not this year, in 2020, in that crazy 62-48 game or whatever, where Ole Miss basically gave up almost as many yards as they could have in that game. Like, when you play as this 1988 Oklahoma State team, you might feel like you're the one on defense on the field, getting run over by these absolutely fantastic athletes. But when you get that ball, and you call that inside run play, or you call that outside run play, and you know that you have Barry Sanders ready to, even if you're facing a -4 defense, Barry Sanders, he might still get 8 yards a carry. Barry Sanders might break that 25 whenever he feels like it in Wonilly. And that alone is why they are my number one team. They're the most fun team by far I've played in this game. Not only because of the balance, but just because of that running attack. Heck, you all of a sudden now forget Mike Gundy's the quarterback. He bombs one down the field for 30 yards. Heck, you know Barry Sanders is getting the ball and you put all 11 of your players on him. He still breaks out for 25 yards. That should be why you buy 1988 Oklahoma State. Not just because he's the greatest running back of all time. That's a debate for another day. I do like Walter Payton. But, they are the number one Wonilly team of all time. At least to me at the moment. Because of just how much fun they are to play. Now notice what I said there, fun to play. Not the best team ever, which they're not even close. They're very flawed. But if you are going to buy Wonilly or you already have this game and you don't have 1988 Oklahoma State, I cannot recommend you more. You try them out. Anyways, thanks for listening. Listen to Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen again. Until then, God bless, praise Christ, and thank you for listening to the show.